Chazal found a remez for all the for the Yom Purim and the Torah. First of all, Haman is Amina Eitz, and Esther's Chastaster. Mordechai, the hardest one, Mordechai is called Mordachia, that the Mordroyer, the Lashon Targum, is Mordachia. So besides the fact that they're coming from very different Yonim, if they're all connected mitzad the Megillah, there should have been a common mokum the Torah. But what stands out particularly is that Sforim point out that Esther is called Hadassim in the Pasuk. Hadassim are the mokum of Reiches. Hadass is called in Chazal that has Reach Leitam. And Mordechai finds his mokum also in the mokum of Teres. In other words, both Esther and Mordechai find their mokum in Teres Dafka, in Reiches, in Yiv Reiches. And why particularly this Gula has the Seirish in the Yin of Reach? In the Metzias of Psalmim, in the Metzias of the whole Musig of Reach, there's a shinui. Most things don't become better by breaking them apart. Anytime you crack something or grind up something, you destroy it. The only inyan you find that destroying it is a mile of it, is it says, when they used to make the Torahs, they used to say, Hadik, Hatev, Hatev, Hadik, that they used to be medactic on it, to doctor grind it down. Because grinding down is a yofel psalmim. In other words, the only place where ksisha or tchina is especially is moel, where it improves it, where it brings out moderea, is by k'teiras dafke. And that's the metzias of it. When a person has psalmim and they don't smell well enough, so by cracking it or breaking it, it tends to bring out the reach of it. Rav Shlomo Paul Hirsch makes on that the word reach comes from the word rechayim, because grinding it down, grinding something down tends to bring out the reach. So, why is it of the inyonim that Hashem Baruch Hu made in the bria, the only thing that becomes better through destroying it, through being kosish it, is the inyon of reach. Bechlal, the inyon of reach itself, in the inyonim of Hashem Baruch Hu, it's where Reach is probably the hardest Indian to understand, that Hogan of the Sport is called Harocha. Mela, the Hogan of the Sport that's called Yad or Regel or Inayim, those are things that are fairly easy to translate. The Hogan of the Sport does Maisim. The Maisim are like a Yad or like a Regel or whatever. The Hogan of Reach is difficult. But the first Mokim, the first place where you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu having either charata on the ra that he did, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misnachim from the ra that he did, by other Marishan, it doesn't say it before in the Pasuk. Chazal point out that he did tshuva, part of niskapa and so on, but the first time that there's a mahalach in the Bria, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's because it's good. It says in Brachos you have Re'iya, which says that Vayarakim Aspros also v'nei toiv moed, that Re'iya itself is so toiv. But where HaKadosh Baruch Hu should kaviyochul be toifis toiv after the Zera, that first thing is in Reach, where it says by the Dora Mabu that Vayarach Reach Nechoyach Vayim Lo'isiv Oyi Dakalos Adoma. So that means the Pchinas Reach is the Mokim Kaviyochol where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischarit from the Ra. So the Toiv Ria is a Chush where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv is in Yonim as Toiv L'chatchila. But those in Yonim that are Nitfas as Ra, and then the Nitfas as Toiv again, that lies in the Koyach of Haroch Adavkin. The Ramchal speaks about Nadi Bamar and his Meirich by Riches, that the inyan of wherever there's Haroin Af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there can't be immediately a Mahalach of Hatova. there can't be malach vashpa, and the keilu the inyan that's meis the charoinaf is a pchin of reyach, and then once the reyach is mishachet the charoinaf, then you have the ashpa of teiva, another inyan which he calls reiya and so on, but lemaisa the initial fire extinguisher, the initial midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's mishachet charoinaf is reyach because it's connected to af obviously. And then you can have a mahalach of re'iyah, which is toiv. And it's, I mean, he doesn't show it to vayar, but it's hainin advarim, it's pashit. But we have to understand where is the mahalach of re'ach miyuchid, that it's something that stoles of tzu to an inyan with those charinaf, those inyan with ra. And dafk in the b'chinas re'ach is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds that tikkun and that mahalach of charata from Ra. The Sheres in Yonim, the Seder in Yonim, is in one of the Goyim's Talmidim. The Talmud is in Naftali Hertz, who's a Talmud of a Talmud, and he was Mevaya the Goyim's Biurim on Siddur Alpi Kabbalah. Those in Biurim that the Goyim's Mevaya Alpi Kabbalah, the Rinza Remiza, his Meir Chalatin somehow brings it is Mekarav to the Yonim. So the etzim, the nekuda that I'm saying now is his nekuda, and the true stone and so on is not his. The Goyen says, the bracha malbish arumim, he says, is connected. Netzach says, shom soid ha-levushin, because that's where you have the soid of levushin. Levushin lies in that midah called netzach. Arachti ner le-mishichi. It's connected, the pasuk of arachti ner le-mishichi. Like that he was making a ner le-mishichi. And the Naftali is masberit with an arichus, and we stolzavek a whole inyan of the bria. His masber like this, in the chelik of the bria that's called ra, is called klipas zuma klipas, and that's that chelik of bria. The pri itself that's roya for eichu is something that's a dover toiv, and that's connected to dvarim the bria dat lahedya toiv. And then there's the chelik of the bria that is a ra, and those are klipas, and they're just like a klip on a priest inedible, and you can't eat it. Same thing here also. That's the chelik of the bria that's meant to be discarded. But in that chelik of the bria, there is lack in the kudus of toiv. Those nekudas of toiv are so strong that they can even survive in a metzias, in the middle of a metzias of ra. Just like, for instance, if you have a person who's living in very difficult conditions, he lives in a very harsh terrain. So even if the person is not as strong as someone living in a healthy terrain, but the fact that he's able to survive in such harsh terrain says that he's much stronger. So those in Yonim of Kedusha that are nitfas in those in Yonim that are there, for instance, in Yonim of Seichel and Das and so on, that are caught up in Chochmas Umas Ha'ilam, I mean, that's the muscle he uses, are in Yonim that are the Etzim very powerfully Kodesh. Because despite the fact that the Shakua in the Oilum that's Tomei, they still retain their Kedusha. But in order for that Inyan to be able to survive in the atmosphere of Tuma, it needs to have a very strong Levush. Because just like a bacteria, when it's facing very hard conditions, forms a shell around itself, it becomes a spore, and it has a shell around itself, it doesn't let in anything that will destroy it. The same thing also, these inyanim of Kedusha are inyanim that are, they're very behesta. They are completely surrounded by a covering because they could not exist in such a metzias. Just like a person who lives in a society, in a mokum that would be molei tumah, has to be completely behesta, or mokum that's roidif das, has to be completely behesta. The same thing, these inyanim of Kedusha are very, very protected. There's a levush that protects them, and that levush completely isolates them from the surroundings. So that's the bracha of Malbish Arumim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are nekudas in the Bria that need to have this protection, and this is where you have the levush that's Malbish these Arumim. But where is there a handle? If something is completely sealed off, so it's completely gone from us. So l'mayin afkamina, there's kedusha there, if there's no way to get to it. If there's no echet timtza, if there's no handle for those in yonim of kedusha that are embedded in those in yonim of tumah, where do we have a handle on it? So he says, so he brings a chazal, the famous chazal by Krishna and Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kod Mahusoy, Moshe lebas melech, she'iricha tzike kedera. It's a moshel to bas melech that she smelled tzike kedera. The tzike kedera is the stuff, the garbage that sort of falls off from the kedera. When you cook, there's a foam of things, that dirt, a film of dirt that you push aside. That's called zuma, and there are parts that are burnt. There are all sorts of parts of the meichel that are simply not aesthetic, whether it's burnt parts or the parts that are filthy or whatever it is, and in that part you don't serve. But lemaisa, the bas melech was meriach tzikik deira. She smelled the reach toiv in it, and she asked for it. So Chazal said there's a dilemma. To give it to her, yefshi, because it doesn't pass for bas melech. Meirach gisa, she wants it, she's misava for the tzikik deira. So Chazal say you give it to her b'chashay. That's why we say Baruch Shem Kod Mahusoy b'chashay. So it's megala to us that is the Chazal that has the soid of this inyan of these nekudas of kedusha that are caught up in zuama. The chush with which they come through is reyach. All the other inyanim are hidden. So just like when a person hides something with begodim, you can't see it, and just like you can't, and if you don't talk about it, no one finds out about it, you can't hear about it, and certainly if it's not, if you can't put it in your mouth, and if it's covered, you can't touch it. But the one thing that seeps through is reyach. So the handle on these in Yonim of Kedusha that are nitman and gunas amongst those olamos of tumah is through reyach. And that's the metzias of the bas melech, that she was meiriach these tzikik deira. She deshmet that in the chelek that looks like zuma, there's a reach of something toiv, and the way to take it is bechashoy. The chashoy means when a person takes something quietly, when a person does something bechashoy, when the right way to do something bechashoy, it's just like this. The thing itself is appropriate to do, but it doesn't look nice. It's mitzav, somebody who's a ganef and he's a ganef b'chashoy, so the person is doing something wrong. That's not a hanhog in the choyne b'chashoy. The hanhog in the choyne b'chashoy means it's a dover that's nochen, but mitzav the chitzoyne yishev a dover, it's not nice. I have to do sa'a pu'ula. That doesn't look good. Marasayin is, it's a chiddush of Marasayin is also iv mechadi chador. But something, if I'd be doing something on Shabbos that looks like a melacha, so the appropriate way would be to do it embifnim, to do it behesta, so that it doesn't, because it looks like a melacha, so what I do is I take away the re'iyah, people shouldn't see it, I do it b'chad b'chador, but the pula mitzaratzma is a pula muteres. V'akumashmo that chazal v'choshesh from arasayinim b'chad b'chador. But it's appropriate. The mahalach of chashay is appropriate to do on inyonim that are bechitzoinius mechur and bepnimius toiv. So the moshel that Chazal gave, the moshel omek moed on the bas melech that was meiriach and tzikik teira, is the pshat, this inyan, in the bria, in the chelek that's meichel, that's toiv lemeichel, everybody sees it's meichel. But there's a chelek that's tzikik teira, there's a chelek that's mo'us mitzad, it's chitzoinius, it's takezuama. And the only chush is the refined chush areyach of the bas melech is toifis what's inside it. And b'meila, the only mahalach to get to it is through chashoy. that it, these are nyanim that take place, these are nyanim that you reach out to those nekudas b'pnimius, but you don't reach out to the chitzonis. That's the adkan, his marshal and his husband and of that image. If we're to take a look at the mahalach of in Avodah, the nyanim, the inyan that has the inyan in the Beis Hamikdash has shayfus to it, it's Akhtaris Khtaris. The Yalkut Ruveni says there's Yud Aleph Samonim. It says in a lot of Kadmonim also, but he says with a knage that you don't have the other scrum. Yud Aleph Samonim are connected to Yud Aleph Klipas, that it says Kedusha has 10 Mahalchim and the Klipas have 11 Mahalchim, which is connected the 11 Pesukim in the Torah that start with the Nun and finish with the Nun. And you do it, the Nun is the Ois of Nefila, the Nun is, why is there no Nun in Ashrei, the Chazal say, because it's Nefila Vats Yisrael, it is a Vakum. The Nun is Nefila. So that means that the Yud Aleph Samimonim of Kairis are connected, that it's an Avoda with Reyach, and it's connected those in Yonim that are Reiches, that and Roiv, a big chalik of the Samonim attacking real Klippas, a Klippas of the Eights, and because that's where the Reich is found, the Reich is like found the Mokrim that seems to be the Klippa, and it's connected those Psukim where you find 11, the 11 Psukim where you have a Nefila Duchenduch. That's Choloso B'Seifei, it's called Kula Nefila. The Tzaddik brings from the Sefer Tzir that it says in Chodesh Cheshvan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamlich the Ois Nun from the Oisius and the Pchinas Reach from the Koiches Adam. Because Reach and the Nun go together, because the Reach and the Nun are both, wherever there's Nefila, wherever something is Nofal, we find it with Reach. The Nefila means the thing itself is in a makom it doesn't belong. When something falls, its rightful makom is gavoya. It's misdarder and falls down to a tahoim. That's the makom nefila. The way to find it in a tahoim, there's no re'ia, there's no shmiya, but re'ach reaches down even in tahoim and has a tfis in those inyanim. So the avoid of k'teiris is the avoid in the migdash of re'ach. And wherever there's a void of reach means that it stels of suku those in yonim, and b'meila it reaches out to Yud Aleph Klipas. Another nekuda about the inyan of reach, about the inyan of k'teiris, the Chazal say that each of the avoidas was mechapa on something else. It says that k'teiris is mechapa on. Kteiris is mechaper on Lashon Hara. It says because yovei dover shebechashai, and it should be mechaper on a dover shebechashai. And Kteiris is called chashai because nobody was allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach where they were makdiv Kteiris pnim. Kteiris pnim was a private thing. It's very hard not to deher in Chazal the chashoy of the tzikik deir of the basmelach that was meriach to the chashoy of the k'teiris. Both of them are in yonim where it's an avoda with reach. The avoda of reach be'etzim lies in the hester of a chayfetz. It lies despite the chayfetz. The chalbana was a minra. All sorts of inyanim. The Gemara even had a tzad that meirag liam should be nitfas in the k'teiris. All of those are inyanim that Hakat mitzad chitzonis abedov the klipas, and the avoda is to be moitzi the reach from those klipas. Mitzad chitzonis of the avoda, there's a certain design to it, and that's why it had to be done b'chashay. Nobody could be there when he was makted at teiris, and b'meila those melachas, that's the teiris is called avoda b'chashay, and it's very hard not to hear the chashay of the tzikik teira. That they give the basmel of the chashay. That's the avoda of k'teiris. Another mokrim, where you see Chazal gave us a little bit of a remez for the Inyan of Kteiris. It says that from the Reach HaKteiris, it says, Izim Shabi Richoi Hoimis Achin. The Reach of the Kteiris was so strong that the Izim, an Ez, a goat, in Yerichoi sneezed. The Izim, Yerichoi is the dividing line between Kedusha and Choyl. The Mokrim where Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael is Yerichoi. And everything, when Chazal speak about the Koyla, the Kohen Gadol went to Yerichoi and so on, Yerichoi is the border, the extreme reach of Kedusha is in Yerichoi. That's where it stops at. The Izim are the, it's always Malchus Esav. Esav is called Soyer. Those are the Izim. A lot of countless Chazals that Esav is in Soyer, and Soyer is Lazazel's Pneg Esav, Makulu. And the Mela, the Itush Chazal say was Kemat Misa. It says people used to die, and that's why they said Asusa, because it was a way in which Yitzias Neshama used to be through Itush. Sneezing was a way in which the Neshama, that was the Tzura of Neshama leaving the Guf. And the Mela, it was Ke'ilu Misa. In other words, the Mokoyim where you shake up the Olam of Tumah is through Kteiris. Kteiris reaches out further than any other Malacha, than any other Avodah Beis Hamikdash, because Faker, it taps on where there is Kedusha in the very, very Nekuda Pnimius of the Olam of Kteiris. Yaakov Avinu, when Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas, so Yitzchak could not go by Riyah, and Tati couldn't go by Riyah. He was looking. He knew that Esav was a klipah. He understood that Esav is the Ish Soyer, and that he's only the Chitzonis of Yaakov. The Mokum that he wanted to be matzis the bracha was on Reah. In other words, when he said Rei Bni Recha Kireach Hasada, Reach Stei Tapuchim, so the pshat is the tfisa that in Esav there's an akud of kedusha lay in Reach Shabbat. But he didn't understand. I mean, what the Mokum Tos was that Esav did not even have that. Esav was supposed to be the Adayim, the Esav, and the Reach of came only from Yaakov. Now Yaakov is the Reach in the Yadayim of the Esav. So even though Rashi says Ein Lecha, there's nothing that has a Reach Ra like Shetef Izim, but the Pnimius Shaboy, the Yaakov, the Reach pushes through the Yadayim of the Esav. These were really the Esav. They were Soyer. They were Shetef Izim, and still the Nekuda that broke through that Mahalach is the Mahalach of is Reah. So the Mtzinu Lemeidim, that for that Nekuda in the Briah, that's Ra, and it's Mos, and it's Mechur, also has a Nekuda of Kedusha in it. That Nekuda of Kedusha is completely Tomun and Gonus, and you can't see it, because that's the only way it could survive. Without the Levush that makes it impenetrable from the outside, it could never be mekayim there. The only echetim to get through it is through Reah. That's the Mokum Tfis in it, that's the Mokum Giyah, and that's where you're able to get to. In the Nyanam of Megillah, the Megillah was the Chesima on Kisvei HaKodesh, and as such, it's the Geula in a sense of a certain way. It's a hallmark of the Geulos of Yisrael for always. A lot of Rimazim for it. But of the Inyani Averis, the biggest, the three Chamuris are Gilarayas, Vichastamim, and Avodah Zarah. In Gilarayas itself, which is the Mokra of Tumah, there's one Nekuda of Kedusha, and that's called that doila aveir lishma. It's not an Indian that halachically we have a tfis on it. It's an Indian that a lot of Eichel Yisrael would nitfis on to try to be marshal people. But Chazal told us that in the world of aveiris and the chomer shebechamuras, there's a doila aveir lishma, and Esther was the doila aveir lishma. And Chazal asked Aish, who was Nena. So they say, Tevosan shall show him his riots of tzaddikim. That means in the summer tumor of Gilu Arayas, of Taiva, there's one Nekuda that holds itself completely Torah. Adkedekach, that doesn't become Nesel Abayla. The one surviving Nekuda, the Klal is, as long as there's a Nekuda of even Hanor, one Nekuda of Hanor, so by Hanor, Kavana doesn't help. By Hanor, we say Shekei Nene, that even this Asik is Chayah. So if there would have been a Nene, no matter what the Kavanas are, no matter what the Tachlis is, no matter what the Onus is, a drop of Hanor turns it into Miskaven. Shekei Nene, Yemachai Viva Misasik. In the Olam of Arayas, there was one Nekuda that was completely Tohar inside that world, and that's Esther, that the Tevosan Shal Rishoyim is Ra'al Itzel Tzadikim. And that's why she's called Esther, because the whole Metzis is Be'Esther. In the Malchus HaChashverish, which is Be'etzem, the front for Malchus HaMolech, in the very Malchus of HaMolech, you have one Nekuda that's there, that's completely mysterious, with the name of Hester, and it's an Akud of Kedusha. So the Metzius of Hadas, the Metzius of Reach and the Vriya, finds itself in Esther. It's the in all of Amalek, in the Tumor of Arias, there's one Akud of Kedusha that's completely set off, and it's Bechlal not. It says that she was Tevelis, Yeshevas Bechaykoi Shachasveres, but Tevelis, Yeshevas Bechaykoi Homorichai. Tevelis means anything that's outside you can take off a tevila. Anything that can wash off. The whole thing itself didn't touch Nekuda. She was her levushim didn't allow in one Nekuda of Tumah. So the whole metzius of finding a nes when there was nevuah, Shmia gave it over to Klal Yisrael. But how did Mordechai know what to do? When there was a chazayin, so Re'iyah told the Vir. When there was a baskal, Shmiya told Christ what to do. There was a matzav, and the only oifin that we could know what to do was through Reah. And that's the pshat in Mordechai is the Moradachia, is that his metzias is a metzias of Reah Dafka. It's hanhoga through Reah. And the Mela, Esther and Mordechai both were rumors in the Inyan of Reah, because that's the only Metzias that was going that time. Since it was Anhoga, it was totally Behester, the only thing that gave over, the only leash, the only handle that they had to manage for the future was through the world of Reah. To get to the world of Reah, since it's so lovish, and since it's so Behester, without breaking it down, you can't get to it. Had the Reach, had the seal for the Reach been anything but perfect, it would have evaporated a long time ago. It would have mixed up with the Shetavizim and it would have become a Reach Ra. The only Hechetimtze that a Reach can keep its Metzias is because it's an airtight Levush. And that's why the only way to get to Reach is through Psisha. And that's why Hodek Hatev Hodek is that the only Metzias of getting to the Reach of the Psalmim is by Ksisha, because the Nekudas of Reach are locked in. They're Nista, they have the Levush on them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malbush Darumim, and the Mela, that keeps them insulated, and to get to it, you have to crack down those walls, which is the physical reality. You have to crack open the cell and the covering of the cell, and get to the Reach of Kishnim. There's one more Gili of Reach that'll be. And that is, by Melech HaMashiach, it says, V'harichoi v'yir shamayim, that he'll be meriach dam v'doyin, meriach v'doyin. In the mahalche geula of the seif pasuk, the seif geula is a geula klolius on every nekuda. And b'meila, the only chush that can be goyal every nidach and every nitzatz that's mefuza is the chush of reach. It says, Motsosi David Avdi. Chazal say that Melech HaMashiach's neshama is gonus in the tumish of the tumish of the tumah. It started with Bnei Loit, which was Arayas in Stoim, which was the year that was Kuli Ra, which was the year of the Tzicha. It went its way through Tomer and Yehuda, which was the Shem Shemayim, and it went through David, Basheva. All of those in Yonim were the behester of Kedusha in the Samas method of what looked like Tumatas. In the world of Arayas and Ritzicha and Avodah Zarah, there was a Nekuda of Malchus HaMashiach. And that's why he says, Motzasi David Avdi Beheichon Motzah. Chazal Shproch says, I found David HaMelech. Where? The Stoim Motzasi. In Stoim is where he found it. The Pshat is because that's the Mahus of Melech HaMashiach, is to beguil the furthest reach of where it's possible. Wherever there's Kedusha, the Yadav shall, Melech HaMashiach has to be goyal. And at his own Metzias, not been a Metzias of Matzasi David Avdi, the Hecha Matzasi B'Stoim, he never would have been able to find that Nekuda which has a Malkum B'Stoim. So on Melech HaMashiach it says, V'richai B'yir Shemayim, because the chush that's miyuchat to Geula, the chush that's miyuchat to ultimately take out of Geula, is that Mahalim. Hagabat Mecha. On Korban Pesach it says, V'etzem l'sishvu boi. You're not allowed to smokcha out a bone. Because chaket, ben b'nei melachim, eat the meat. They don't crack the bones or smokcha out. It's like the bas melech, that it's mostly tzikakei. Cracking the bones and sucking out the marrow is not a derech of covet. That's the gula rishayna. That's where gula starts. The gula achreina is chaket. It's cracking open the inner part of the bone to get to that nekud of tam that's left in, get to that nekud of reah. That's the mahalach of gula. The inyanim of a nefesh adam. When a person looks at himself, when a person understands himself, a person makes hezma nefesh mitzad the toiv shaboy. And it's the koiches that are not toif, the koiches that are basically need to be replaced. In those in Yanim that a person finds normally that's the mahalach. Those in Yanim, the person is boidik, and he sees that he's lucky in taiva, he's lucky in kas, he's lucky, whatever it is, those in Yanim he has to push aside and replace them with the Yanim that are toif. On Yom Kippur, there's an Aveda of Keteris. That's the Aveda, it's one of the prime Avedas Hayyim. And that's also a certain, Mahalach of Tshuva, it says, Toshev Enosh Adako, Batoim Meshuva Miyadam. When you crush a person, then the person does Tshuva. So Toshev Enosh Adako, Batoim Meshuva Miyadam, is a Mahalach that when you crush down the Chelek of Ra, the Tshuva comes in its place. And the tshuva of every yin ra, it says, is an akud of ta'ivin ra. So that's the mahalach of Davidus Kteirus of Yom Kippur, where there's a hodik, hatev hodik, and the person's metzias is crushed to some degree, and that allows an inner nekuda to emerge. In Purim the Kinyanim, the mahalach was also a mahalach of reah. The mahalach was, but in a certain sense, there was a deeper mahalach of reah, in the fact that sometimes when a person, l'mashal, does tshuva on an inyan ra that he did, so the tshuva, it says, is the nekuda of toiv that laid in the ma'isera. But in the ma'isera itself, if a person digs deep into his inyan of taiva, usually the same koyches ha-nefesh of taiva when a person's cracked it all the way open to the etzem nekuda, there's a nekuda of his livus and a shofar rishve eish of avoida that you don't have by the person who's not a misava. The same eish of taiva, that layer after layer after layer is mos and tomei and mukta. The pnim yusai, there's that nekuda taiva of the shofar rishve eish that the person is misave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avodah has that same ish of Taiva. Deep into the recess of Kas, when if a person plunges all the way in, there's an akuda of Emes, of Kelkana, of a person who's a Kana for Emes, for an Ekinesi. Those but the problem is that a person has to go through piles and piles of psalas to get to Eichel. And if Kolzman hasn't cracked open all those layers, then it's all Tumah. The gilui of those in Yonim Premium are only when it's cracked open, when it's Hodik, Hatev Hodik, there is an akuda of, that's when the person gets to that akuda. When the das of a person, in a lot of ways, is that mechitza, the self-consciousness of a person, and the sense of self that a person has, is the mechitza that covers up any nekuda. It's like the wall between the outsider and those nekudas that are hidden. On a day when a person is mimayit his das, that's all in a pneumistic sense. That's a ksisha. It's a hodik, hatev hodik of his koymas adam. There's a grinding down of a person through harata and merirus and the inyanim of Yom Kippur, and there's a grinding down of a person's tzura of his das through inyanim that dissolve a person's das. Ashrei the person what he's looking for in some people look for a time when the Mimayit Das, they can do something that a Chosid Das can do. That's one Sheifa of Ismatas Adas. The Sheifa of Ismatas Adas is that a person be able to touch onto an Akuda that the Das was master. When a person sometimes is surprised with himself, with Toiva, when a person finds an akud in himself of toiv that was tumun inside a lot of schmutz, a person is astounded by the toiv that was in him that just didn't come out, because that's also part of what's behest and what's lavish. In nefesh adam, the day when a person has a chance to riach the tzikik dera. The melech, the safe pasuk of Aveda is to find all the nekudas of a person. And kol zman a person hasn't found those nekudas in himself, then he's a chaser. That he's not a shalom yet, and he's missing something. The day of Harocha Sikik Deira is the day of Purim. That's when a person can deher and a person can deshmek, that there's something there within Koychas HaNefesh that he thought were all gone. The pnim pnim yusai, the nekuda that's driving it, is a nekuda of toiv. It's just been hidden till now. When the person gets a sense of, if it's hodik hatev hatev hodik, if a person crushes the inyan of kitzayim, then what shines out is the inyan of reyach. And those in inyanim of reyach, the taiva. The Bas Melech is looking for those in Yanim that are gone as Netzikut Deira. The Avoida, the finest Avoida is that Avoida of Kteiris, that Avoida of Reach, which is Be'etzim B'chashai, because it's in a person's mistar, and it's something that the Etzim is between the person himself. There's no mocker for another person, because the Chitzonius, it's Mos. But the person to himself finds Pnim Pnim Yusai, he finds that the kuda that was missing in his shekhaima, he finds a daft cover in those in Yanim, And someday a person looks back at himself and on his own metzias, he asks himself where he found himself. He says, Heichen matzasi, matzasi David Avi, Heichen matzasi, b'stoyim dafke. The reach of those Sikhi Tehri the Gaon says is much more powerful. It's so powerful that even when it's nestling in Tumah, it's still struggling to get out. There's still a reach that comes through. And in those in Yonim, a person feels, Re'ei v'ni, Re'echa k'reach has a state of Puchim, Hashem.